Hey y'all, we're going to look at Mark chapter 3, starting at verse 13. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach, and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Philip, Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. So, this is a turning point in the gospel, and from right around 2 to 3 on, Jesus is in remote places with the disciples. He doesn't have near as public a ministry. Of course, he tried to have a modest public ministry, but the crowds made it impossible. And there's a lot of sort of suggestions around this area that it's almost as if the people of God have become like Pharaoh, and they're hunting down the people of God. The language of hardness of heart at the healing of the man with the withered hand suggests some of that. So here, there's a couple things going on. One, notice, as I said, it's as if Jesus is in desert places. He goes up on a mountain. Well, that should definitely remind us of the Exodus. He goes up on a mountain, and all through Scripture, mountains are significant places. And Jesus will use mountains repeatedly to suggest that those Old Testament patterns are being fulfilled in what he's doing. Another connection to the Exodus is that he appoints 12. He appoints 12 to be with him, two things, to be with him and to be sent. And the with him is probably the most important. And it should remind us again of the wilderness tribes of Israel, the sons of Jacob, but the tribes that God appoints and sets an array around the tabernacle, which is where God dwelt in the midst of Israel. This is precisely what's going on here. There's a covenant being made on the mountain, and Jesus is calling these men to be with him and to be around him. And notice that their task is to be sent to preach, and we assume to preach the kingdom that Jesus is preaching, and to cast out demons. Once again, their task is good news. It's, hey, look, God is here, God is very good, and God is able. And you can enter into what God is doing. And in particular, those forces that work to destroy human life, Jesus is taking authority over, and now he's extending authority to his disciples to do the same. Another thing to consider is that they are being called to one another as well. The primary call is to be with Jesus, but they're called to be with one another. And remember, among their number is Levi or Matthew, who was a tax collector, and I imagine many of the other disciples have a hard time with him. So they're called to one another as a team as well, and that's significant. And then finally, notice that Jesus changes several of their names. We've already discussed how Matthew was probably originally Levi and changed his name to Matthew, which means disciple. But he changes the two brothers, the sons of Zebedee. He changes Peter's name. And this too should remind us of significant moments in the Old Testament narrative, particularly Abraham having his name changed from Abram to Abraham, Jacob having his name changed from Jacob to Israel. To be with Jesus, to be his disciple, to be sent by him, is to be changed. And that's what the change of name signifies. And it's God who is changing their name, Jesus. It's as if Jesus comes to him and says, let me tell you who you are, or let me tell you who I've always intended you to be, and I am going to change you into the person that I created you to be. So again, all of these Old Testament moments being gathered up into Jesus as he gathers his disciples around him. And again, we should think the same things going on, that we, as the people of God, are called to be with Him. We're called to be with Him and to be sent by Him. We're called to one another. And we're called to have Him change our name so that we can continue to be a part of proclaiming the good news that through Jesus Christ, God is here, God is powerful, and God is very, very good. Amen.